This is the Douglas Robin Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is a really important topic and something that I really struggled with for a long time. So hopefully it'll help you in some way or help someone else that you might know. The title of the show, I don't always know the titles of the show beforehand, but this is called The Releasing of Victimhood. I've written a lot of it down, so I'm really just going to read. It's going to be hard for me to remember it all. So I'm just going to read and we'll go from there. Okay, we'll do this together. So when you're a kid, you're kind of asking for sympathy and for others to lift you up when you feel bad. And then, but as we get older, we hold on to that. We keep going through that same process of, I feel lousy, therefore others should lift me up. But that inevitably makes us smaller than others, and they become more powerful. Their opinions become more meaningful than our opinions. Our opinions are stuck in this victimhood that I don't matter, that I'm worthless, etc., don't deserve love. But it's funny because as you get older, it's not funny, but we sort of commiserate with ourselves, right? Those emotions. As I feel bad, the brain reinforces with, yeah, you feel bad, you're no good. Like a drinking buddy, we sit there telling each other how bad we are. And it just reinforces the pain, the suffering, the continuation of this victimhood. Because we're seeing through this filter. So maybe it worked as a kid to get sympathy or attention from a parent or someone when you're in pain. But as an adult, it doesn't serve you because it's not a matured emotion. You're still that same kid, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. But no, you're 30, you're 40, you're 50. Still acting in these same ways. It's a stuck emotion playing the victim and to play small. And it just feels like shit. Believe me, I know because I'd done it for much of my life and probably didn't even know I was doing it, that this was a filter I was living through. And what's interesting about it is we think it's somehow protecting us to hold on to this, hiding vulnerability. But it actually does the opposite. It creates vulnerability and fear with that raw, exposed emotion because we haven't resolved it yet. We don't have boundaries in those places. So if anybody says or does something that comes close to it, it triggers us and we go kaboom. And we feel vindicated when we lash out. But we then hurt others and push them away, sometimes shaming our children or loved ones, and we continue the cycle. The only way to have proper boundaries is to heal those emotions. Then again, it doesn't give all your power over to that event. And you get that piece of you back, the piece that never wanted to be a victim in the first place. And it's not your identity, that victimhood. It's just something that happened that keeps repeating because you haven't dealt with it. We can heal and move forward, then others won't be our superiors and their opinions won't be more powerful than you or yours. Because if you're always looking to others to vindicate you or to tell you you're okay, you're never going to be able to tell yourself you're okay and you're never going to be able to achieve what you want to achieve. Lastly, some bad things happen to a lot of people. Some worse things happen to some, and I don't discount any of it. But that is not your definition underneath that victimhood, underneath that hurt and pain. There is a beauty that's been trying to get out for a long time, and it's been trapped. Just because it happened doesn't mean it needs to keep happening over and over in our emotions, in our thoughts, in our experiences, and in our relationships. I understand it's scary to let go. I do. It's been a part of you for so long, but there's a bigger part that's trying to get out that deserves to see the light. It is longing for the light and the love that hides behind all of that pain. Told you it was a pretty heavy one and important. There is so much love and beauty in each of every one of us here. That's why we came here, to honor that love, to share that love, to experience that love, to experience that beauty that we all have. Sometimes it seems far away, but you got to keep working at it to bring it out. Because if not, just the pain is going to keep reminding you, the pain is going to be there over and over again. And in some ways, the victimhood is a reminder of what we're not honoring in ourselves. So I hope this one helps someone out there. Maybe share it with someone that you think could benefit from this. But you know, again, this is all about honoring, loving, and moving forward and moving through this stuff so it doesn't own us our entire lives. That's it. Hope you find some peace. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Douglas Robbins Show. To find out more about Douglas and his books, check out DouglasRobbinsAuthor.com.